Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October the 28th, 298th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor, still, Mark Lovelace.
How are you?
We'll put the emphasis either at either. Still Mark Lovelace or still Supervisor?
I got 14 months left.
Take
I'm not
care
dead yet.
All right. That gives you another dozen and a half of these things,
I
huh?
I still got over a year to get in trouble. So.
Yeah. It caused me pain.
There you go.
It
caused someone pain.
Yeah. Oh. And you brought in a buddy today, huh?
Yeah.
What's that about?
I introduced John Shelter with the New Directions program.
This isn't a paid performance, is it, John?
No, I'm afraid
okay,
not.
Okay, yeah.
We're
I'd
looking
be happy
for those,
to accept
but,
payment if you want to offer.
Yeah, I'll give you water on the way out. Don't let the door hit you. Our quote this morning comes from Eleanor Roosevelt. It's not fair to ask of others what you're unwilling to do yourself. Ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. Okay. So why'd you bring anybody with you today, Mark?
Well, you and I have talked a number of times when I've been here about homelessness and so many of the issues dealing that stem from that, whether it's the homelessness itself, whether it's the interplay with our industry here with, you know, tremors that come through. You know, there's always a seasonal component of that, the environmental issue, the housing affordability issues, all the different things that play into this. Someone that I've worked with a number of times over the years is John with his New Directions program and with the North Coast Resource Center before that. And John's had a really novel approach to trying to, you know, at that point that you're interfacing with homeless people in the bushes where they're living or whatever, that you've got an opportunity to figure out how to help that person be a part of the solution, not just for themselves, but for others too. And I think John's probably the best person to explain that, and I just thought it'd be of interest.
Is that a fair summary, John?
I think it's a fair summary. Mark and I go way back just before he became Board of Supervisor, before he was first sitting on the chair. He volunteered at my center for about 2 weeks because he figured homelessness was going to be a hot topic and he wanted to learn from the ground level. At that center, it was about as ground level as you could possibly get. but yeah, we've come up with a different way of addressing homelessness, not in the conventional way with nonprofits. When I left the center, I moved from nonprofit status to an actual business. I call myself a hybrid nonprofit, although I don't collect government funds. We go out and actually do odd jobs to work. I'm a full business. I'm still the best little business that still thinks it's a nonprofit.
So kind of like Teen Challenge, sort of.
Well, Teen Challenge is a nonprofit. And
okay, but as far as the business model.
The business model, yes, except for there's one drastic thing, and the individuals that work for me get paid $10 an hour. I pay workman's comp. I pay payroll taxes. I carry a $2 million liability insurance, so people can feel comfortable with me at first. That $2 million is what the governments really want. It's what your corporate businesses like Walmart and CVS want and everything.
Truckers Parade.
Truckers Parade. We're the pooper scoopers. We get to
we won't do
Pony
that
Express.
In the parade, though.
we do it after the Pony Express, the Rhododendron Parade, and we just follow the horses. We will do all those odd jobs that bring in money, so I can pay these individuals, because it's kind of hard to move out of homelessness unless you actually have a job. And I understand that housing first, but the housing first unless you have employment.
KINS News and Information Times, 819.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 824. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mark Lovelace sitting by, and John Shelter from New Directions. Yeah, well, navigator, perhaps. You can be the rudder. John, when you were alluding to the fact that most doing some of the similar types of work with folks that are homeless are nonprofit or not-for-profit, got to ask, what's the biggest surprise you had in setting up a for-profit entity?
Well, there was a lot of challenges. I'm still, when you take payroll taxes out of people's checks, then you send that to the government, but then you also have to match that and send that to the government. And I've always been sitting there going, scratching my head going, why is that? But, you know, you do it as part of a business. The biggest aspect of the changeover was I had to create my own funding stream because your typical funding, federal, state funding, is basically for housing. And what we're doing is engaging the environmental aspect of it. So that was the biggest difference. And then creating that business to actually support itself while I'm working with the homeless population was one of the biggest challenges because there is no money coming in. I'm not getting $150,000 from here, $100,000 from here. I'm basically like a family.
Let's say working for the money.
That's it.
Sorry, Mark.
It's kind of basically what we teach and we want people to move forward with. But there's really not a lot of people out there. Teen Challenge is a program that I'm very much supportive of. But New Directions could be very much part of that process because when they come out of their program, they have their sobriety. They have the tools to stay clean, but they don't have any of that income from that work project. And New Directions would be a perfect perfect addition to that. A month, 2 months before they're ready to graduate in their sobriety, they catch on with New Directions. We establish that work history. We give them some money through their case management where they're saving it in the bank. So when they're discharged, they now actually have a little bankroll to actually do something with.
So John, maybe you could describe, you know, kind of how you work with people, how you find the people that are going to, you know, work with you, and some of what you do.
You mean staffing problems.
Yeah, I always have staffing problems. Yeah. I can't keep them. Wing Inflatable is actually one of the biggest people that have taken that many. I have now 11 people working at Wing Inflatable, which is a great honor for me. It's a military place that.
And these are folks
boats.
That you started working with when they were still homeless, when they're out in the bushes. And
the key with New Directions, it was created to deal with the environmental impact that everybody was complaining about. The homeless go into an area. They're sitting there. They have no trash cans. They have no bathrooms. They have no nothing. And basically, we go in there. We help clean up the mess. We get to talk with them. If they want to, you know, help us clean up their area and they really are interested in what we're doing, then there's the beginning portion of the program, which says, okay, this is about community service. Let's clean up your area. You're not working for me. Let's see if you're into this. And if they start cleaning up their area, they have that opportunity to join the program. And the third.
So they're kind of proofing themselves.
Yeah.
Probation, whatever you want to call it.
It's called personal accountability. I'm very much involved in that. And I believe that should be held accountable on every level, from the very lowest to the very highest. You know, if you keep in that endless spiral of doing the same thing over and over again, it's insanity, which is what we claim the homeless do. But sorry about this, Mark, at the upper level, I see the same thing. We keep dealing with the situation. We keep packaging it different. But if you actually look at the packaging, you take the wrapper off, it's really the same thing.
So the folks that a lot of us in the community see on a, I wouldn't say a permanent basis, but let's say on a regular basis, on almost like a designated corner, you know, with a cardboard sign. Is that the folks that you're working with, or is that another subcomponent, if you will, of the homeless or transient or whatever the overarching phrase is for this segment of the population?
Well, in truth, New Directions is that filtering system. We're going up to the panhandlers. We're going, BevMo hired us to clean their parking lot. Basically, it was to actually address the panhandlers around their business. We go out and we talk with people. My program is mostly focused on the residential homeless, the people that are residents here. Of course, I do address the travelers. and everything. But, you know, we have to take care of our own first. And that filtering system is going to the camps, finding out if you've been a resident here. I've been very much part of the point of time count up until last year. So I really understand that about 80% of the homeless population we have out there, not counting trimming season, are or were residents of Humboldt County, anywhere, you know, anywhere in Humboldt County. So
meaning there are people who lived here, had a home, had an address here before they went homeless.
Right. They may have lived in Garberville at one time in a house, but when they lost that, they, you know, kind of migrated to Eureka.
Now, I've had an interesting discussion with Rex Bone and said, give me the definition of local, because I know everybody will use that. And he says 6 months or longer here. My definition is you or your kids went to high school here. And established, you vested in the community, that kind of stuff. Is there a working phrase or a working definition, rather, for the phrase local?
For me and for my program is if you have lived in Humboldt County, that means you have established residency. Once you've lived in a house and your name is on that dotted line, you have now become a resident of that county.
So it could be like a college kid.
Yeah.
Who just hangs out after
college.
Yeah,
and actually when we had our center, we had a number of college students that were even going to HSU that were homeless, that were doing their homework out in the field and stuff.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:30. We'll be back with more from John Shelter and Mark Lovelace.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time is 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mark Lovelace, who has brought along his buddy John Shelter. John, the concept with homeless and trying to work with, work around, and again, maybe it's because I've always drunk fluoridated water. Isn't that one of the conspiracies? Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, being a local and remembering, we don't have the jobs in the mills. We don't have the jobs in the fishing. I know it's an oversimplification of their jobs, but by and large, the unskilled labor pool requirements in our area are pretty limited now compared to what they were historically. We don't have a surplus of jobs kicking around right now. Does that make it more challenging for you to be able to find placement for these guys and gals that you're working with, trying to get back up on their feet, because you do need to have a skill set that's a little bit different? You know, not everybody can push a lawnmower. You know, we used to have green chain and, you know, do the job, or, you know, hit the road. We used to have fishing, get on the boat and let's go. I mean, things have changed. Mm-hmm. Is it personal accountability, responsibility that's a bigger issue, or lack of job growth in the community that's a bigger issue?
I think lack of job growth has a lot to do with it, but when people don't have the resources to clean up before work, if people don't have that current work history to get into a job, you know, right now you have a job, it's just like apartments. You put a help wanted out there, you have apartment wanted, you have 25, 35 people going for that, putting in applications. What makes your application stand out? The beauty with New Directions is after they get past that first learning stage, the stage one and stage two of the program, they actually have the ability to be part of the paid training program. That paid training program.
Is that like the old CETA?
Yeah, it's kind of, we're based on that. You know, I live in a wonderful county where the business owners, and I'm a member of all the chambers except for Fortuna so far, that basically these businesses are looking for ways to kind of curtail their issues that they have, panhandling being a big one and stuff. So when I came up with this idea of, like, let's put these people that are panhandling to work, the business owner said, well, you can't do it. You're going to get sued and all this other stuff. Well, after almost 4 years in business now, my workman's comp has dropped. I haven't had a workman's comp claim or unemployment claim. The best part of it is that these business owners that have bought into what we're trying to do are now looking at my guys as potentials employees. That makes it really good for these individuals because it's no longer what do you have on paper. The business owner is actually looking out the window going, wow, look at that guy. He really cares about what he's doing. And now you look at transferable skills because I'm an employment specialist. And my job is to find the jobs that people can succeed with. One of the jobs is we took on the airport parking lot at our county airport. It was bad. Nobody had the money. I talked to the Republican parking systems. Lo and behold, he hired New Directions. I had six homeless people out there working. The place looked marvelous where people were just coming by going, wow, this looks great. But more so, the people actually that were working with me got to step back and look at what they created. And not very often are the population that we're talking about ever put in a position where they can create beauty.
With the pride of authorship.
That's right. Yeah. I did this. People were coming by thanking me.
So the folks that were doing the panhandling, they weren't drugged up? They weren't mentally disabled or dysfunctional? Because those are the types, I think, that are frightening for a lot of people and a lot of business people. I mean, if somebody's talking to himself, coming at you in the parking lot, you know, I won't disclose if I've got to conceal or not, but it's like, okay, now first thing I'm going to be thinking of is, how does this one play out? You know, coming for the big, slow white guy. I mean, that's not a, I know, Mark, that's not an issue that you're comfortable with. But for me, I stand out and they come looking.
Because I'm neither big nor slow.
Yeah. It was the slow part, I know.
In Crescent City, they turned the panhandling ordinance around the way I thought it should be. Instead of looking at that guy on the sign and pulling him over and giving him another ticket that he can't pay or tying up our legal system, they started issuing tickets for the people handing the money out the window.
Right.
Wow, it's going to make a big difference.
Sacramento has one of those too, don't they?
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes it's just the way we kind of think about things and you know, we've always been doing it this way. You know, sometimes, you know, never give money to a panhandler. I don't have that. But if you really want to, pull your car over. Have a conversation with that person because then you're going to find out whether they're just blasted off their butt. Or actually, is this somebody that's really trying to survive and looking for something?
A legit.
Yeah. Most of the homeless population I go up to that are panhandling do not reek of alcohol, aren't sitting there smoking a joint. Now, are they a little bit, have a mental health disease or a physical disability? Yeah, some of them do, especially in the BevMo I keep commenting. I'm always dealing with a gentleman or a woman in a wheelchair. And I don't know where they come from. I'd hate to believe that they're out in the marsh because I haven't seen too many out in the marsh. But they're coming from someplace.
KINS News. You can talk in the next segment. Don't worry. KINS News and Information. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from John Sessions and Mark Lovelace.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mr. Lovelace and Mr. Shelter. Mark, before the break, you got cut off by me. Well, it's your turn, baby.
The topic of the people that are, you know, out on street corners with signs, panhandling, and the question about are they people that can get into the workforce or not. And yeah, I think that with it's really hard to divide up to look at the homeless population as a population and to look at any one group as a group of this this kind of people, that kind of people.
Well, yeah, you can't even do that with a college graduation class.
Yeah, so one of the hard things is that we have a tendency to see the homeless population as those people that present themselves to us the most. And we don't see a lot of people who the last thing they want is to be seen as homeless. We don't see a lot of people that the people that would more than anything like to be out of homelessness and back in the workforce and have a roof over their heads may not show up as easily. And having worked with John at the North Coast Resource Center when he was operating that, I was surprised that some of the people that came in that door that I'd seen around town any number of times and had no idea that they were either homeless or that much in need of support.
John, are there enough programs for the people that want? Certainly there's a plethora out there of all kinds of things for all kinds of folks in all kinds of situations. And yet we still have folks who are not engaged in that. Is that a decision? Do they not qualify? Do they not want to conform?
The funding is not there for the single homeless person. If you have women, children, there's lots of nonprofits out there. If you look at the plethora we have of nonprofits that deal with housing, although we don't have the housing stock, it's counterproductive because we're throwing all the money at the housing, but we still have this group out here in the marsh, in the forest, in the park, on the river bar where I just started working off the Mad River, which is just as bad with population as what we like want to demonize and call Devil's Playground when it's Palco Marsh. Quit demonizing it. And so we have all this stuff, but there's no, you got Teen Challenge. You got, God bless the Eureka Rescue Mission. You got St. Vincent de Paul's that could do a lot more because they have a facility. They could do very much what the North Coast Resource Center done instead of just feeding people. Just feeding people, just clothing people is not enough. And if that's the services that we're saying, here, now you can find your boots, I'm kind of concerned about that. If you talk about employment, you have the job market. People keep sending the job market or go to Betty Chen's where there's a lot of paperwork, a lot of requirements, where a lot of people just want to work.
Mark, we only have a couple of seconds left. Does the county hire any of these folks? Or is there an opportunity, or is that a different?
We don't have as a direct program, intentionally to do that, but whether folks that have made it from that program, from New Directions, into county employment, I couldn't say. I know that a number of years ago, we were funded through ARA, to do some job programs, and we were able to help some folks from the homeless population.
We were able to retrieve money from the State Coastal Conservancy and brought it into the city of Eureka to clean up the marsh. But when when that Coastal Conservancy money ran out,
so the project,
the city didn't have anything else. Yeah. I kept going, and the city kept the partnership as far as dumping the trash.
But John, we can't keep going. We're out of time, dude. Thanks for coming by, Mark. Thanks for bringing him. See you tomorrow morning.